The European Union says Guinea-Bissau's second round of presidential voting was transparent, inclusive, and well-administered. Johan van Hek led the EU observer team.
It was orderly, it was disciplined, there was no violence. The election was well organized, even better than during the first round.
Van Hek also observed Guinea-Bissau's 2005 presidential election, last year's legislative election, and last month's first round of presidential balloting.
This electoral commission has really made a lot of progress and managed to handle the elections in a very professional and impartial way.
The European Union estimates voter turnout Sunday was about 60%. Provisional results are expected Wednesday. Ruling party candidate Malambakai Sanha won the first round of voting with nearly 40% of ballots cast and was expected to gain the support of most of those who voted for independent candidate Enrique Rosa in the first round. Opposition candidate Kumba Yala won a 2000 runoff against Sanha, but Yala's presidency is best remembered for the arrest of political opponents and financial mismanagement, which resulted in civil servants not being paid for 9 months. The EU report criticized Mr. Yala for what it said were persistent, serious, inflammatory accusations without evidence, and criticized Mr. Sanha for the open use of state resources to benefit his campaign.
We deplore that one candidate went very far in accusing the other without proving anything, and that could have seriously affected the campaign. On the other hand, we also deplore that the other candidate went very far using state resources for electoral purposes.
The European Union says candidates using the media for personal attacks did not contribute to a commitment toward national reconciliation. Van Hek says it was unfortunate that both Mr. Sanha and Mr. Yala refused to hold a public debate.
The voters would have been better informed on the program of both candidates. And now the program was not an issue. It was about other things, accusations and whatever, but not really about what they have in mind regarding the future of their country.
Regional diplomats say the challenge for the new president will be forcing Bissau's military to respect civilian leadership and keep out of politics. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.